Also, if you test our water we're putting on the road.
Right. It's not bad. It's not bad. I've seen a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Midland, Odessa, and other areas like that. Yeah. But yeah, we do have some salts. And again, it depends on the salt. If it's just a salty type water or a salty kind of soil, that can be dealt with mainly with good fresh water. Good rains can flush it, can leach those out. If you're talking about sodium, though, as a problem, as a salt, then you're talking about a whole different animal. This is not one that water can leach out. Sodium is one, they call it a sodic soil. And basically, it almost becomes like a cementing of that soil. In other words, you don't even have to have compaction going over it, but it will tighten up. It won't allow water to move in. It won't allow water to move out. And so you can lose ground just because you have high sodium level in that soil. And again, a lot of that comes from irrigation water. Fortunately, here in San Angelo, we don't have a huge issue with sodium in our water. But again, depending on the site, what the history, wells, water wells, it's always good not only to test the soil, but it's good to test your water as well. Because there are things that you can do to combat those issues. But again, they're all different depending on what issue you have.
You see the golfers out there when they hit the ball and they put the divot in the grass and they have the little sand things.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the sand on the hole. What's the thought process?
Well, basically, you know, they're wanting to leave it to where there's not that divot left out there. So if you have all these golfers and they never fix any divots, the ground is going to somewhat become uneven. It will even out somewhat on its own. But again, it's to do that. A lot of times that soil that they're actually putting out or that sand has seed in it. Depending on where they're putting it and whether it's a seeded type turf will depend on if they'll add that seed to it or not, okay? But again, you're basically just, you're putting a little bit on top just to level it out, and then that way when that grass tries to recover, and so that stolen or that runner in that grass tries to go over that area, it'll be a smooth, flat, level surface.
And the sand's easy to go through.
Correct.
So that's why you use sand.
Correct. Now, you have to be careful. You can't always add just any type of sand to the soils, especially here, even in San Angelo. You'll literally make brick out of that soil just because of the fines and the clay particles that may be in the sands. And so another thing that golf course superintendents have to do before they add sand to their golf greens, before they top dress with sand on their fairways, they'll have those sands tested to make sure that it's the right type that will not actually create more problems for them in the future.
And I live on the golf course. And I see they have a huge machine that just punches the holes.
Mm-hmm. That's aerification.
Okay. Would you recommend that for a homeowner?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It never hurts to aerify. We normally recommend it more during the growing season, but you can actually do it any time of the year. You have to be a little more careful with plants like St. Augustine grass, only because St. Augustine only recovers or grows from its stolons or the runners. It does not have the rhizomes, which is the root system that goes underground and comes back up to actually establish more plants. And so if you go in there and you destroy those runners, you can have a problem. I had a gentleman ask me a question during a presentation I was giving in Midland one time. And he said he had St. Augustine grass, and his neighbor said, you know, it was getting close to springtime, and his neighbor had scalped his Bermuda grass. And so he went in, and he told his neighbor, he said, well, why don't you just, you know, pull the wheels off that mower and scalp that St. Augustine down.
Kill all his runners.
Well, yeah, he went in, and what had happened was he had a lot of thatch build up, which made it very spongy, and so the growing points were actually up in that thatch. And when he tore all of that out, there wasn't nothing left.
He killed his grass.
He killed his grass.
You know what? We're getting close to the end, and you have a conference coming up. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
We are really neat.
Again, we try to partner with different entities here in San Angelo, and a lot of times we partner with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, part of the Texas A&M University system. We're going to have the Texas Water Star Conference. That's going to be on June the 8th on a Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Tom Green County 4-H Center, which is off of Highway 67 as you're going out to Miles. And on the agenda, we're going to be talking about tools for landscape water management. We're going to talk about irrigation scheduling. The Water My Yard program that now we do have here in San Angelo that you can go online and look at. We're going to talk about the Texas ET network, the weather stations. We're also going to talk about water budgets and some of the updates to technology for watering. And so, again, it's a $30 charge. There are some continuing education units that's offered for different licensed irrigators and such. And there will be a meal. And so they're asking that you register by June the 4th. That's going to be to contact the Tom Green County AgriLife Extension Office. Their number is 325-659-6522.
And who would benefit from going to that?
Anybody, really. The homeowners, licensed irrigators, landscapers, any type of manager of plants. Again, we're going to talk about all different types of things. And a lot of times, especially here in San Angelo, we try to make it more of an open forum. So it's not that the speaker just gets up and just talks and there's no questions. We try to get involvement from the people that attend.
Well, I can tell you right now, licensed irrigators, sprinkler system people, that's what we're talking about, right?
Right.
We need some more in San Angelo. We have several people, and they're good, great people, mm-hmm. great guys. They're so busy, you can't really get anybody to come out and work because they're so busy, so backed up.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yes. So that if you're looking for a profession, that would be a great profession mm-hmm. to be in. I don't know how much money they make. I don't know anything mm-hmm. about it other than when they're that busy that it seems like there's a job available there.
Very true.
I don't know how hard it is to get your license or anything about it other
than there's a process. It's a state license.
There's an opportunity there for somebody.
Absolutely.
That would want to work.
Absolutely.
Because it's essential. We need them.
Very true.
You know. Roger, how can they get a hold of you? Or is that something?
I don't mind them calling my office with the City of San Angelo Parks Department. My email address is Roger, R-O-G-E-R, dot Havlak, H-A-V-L-A-K, at COSATX.US. Or they can call my office, 325-659-8563.
But he's a busy, busy man, because you also teach at ASU still, right?
Correct.
I mean, do you have time to ask what to say?
Well, I don't mind answering questions. But again, I encourage people to go to either Master Gardener classes or any type of opportunity that they can get more educated in what they're working with. It doesn't matter whether it's with turf or ornamentals, trees, water, plants, whatever it is.
I do have one question. If you can say, Scott, I don't know anything about it. It's not my deal. Do you know any plants that deer don't like?
Go to the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. I was a county agent at one time, but that was many years ago. But they will they should even have a list that you could use here in Tom Green County that can be helpful.
Because I can tell you right now, my poor wife planted a bunch of stuff and just worked her little cell, and she was so proud of it.
Right.
And the next day, all she did was make a bunch of deer and build what happened. fed them well because they were gone.
Yes.
And
yes.
They literally pulled them out of the pots
yes.
and ate them.
Yep.
So guess plant cactus, I don't know.
They may eat that too if it comes down to how dry we are.
It kind of scared me what you just said about how much water we lose every day, though.
Yep.
I had no idea it was that much evaporation.
Yeah.
So how much does Nashville lose every day?
In San Angelo, on average, we lose 71, I believe it's 71.34 inches a year. And then our average rainfall, I believe, is 19.59 inches. And so there's a deficit there, obviously, that, if you're going to try to manage any kind of plant, be prepared. Certain times of the year, you're going to probably have to use supplemental irrigation.
Folks, hey, thanks so much for taking your time to be here. Folks, thanks for listening. And remember, if this is good information, you can always go to sallison.com and re-listen to Roger's information or give him a call. Again, Roger, thanks for being here. We'll catch you next Sunday.